Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show on Tuesday, the 7th of September, 2010. My name's Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex, who's away at the moment working on a project with Jesse Ventura, the former governor, in the Gulf of Mexico. I'll be filling in for Alex today, and I'm, as most of you know, the writer and editor for Alex's website, prisonplanet.com. And stay tuned today, because in the second hour, we've got Bob Chapman, veteran stockbroker, economist, and at one time, of course, one of the biggest gold and silver traders in the world. And Bob will be joining us to talk about the deepening double dip recession, the worsening unemployment picture, and of course, what we can all do to prepare financially for what's coming down the pipeline. And Bob joins us in the second hour. But first, I want to talk to you about a subject which we've constantly covered on the Alex Jones Show. It was at the forefront of Alex's documentary in 2006, Endgame. And of course, that subject is eugenics, the notion that our scientific elites should be empowered with the divine right to rule over life and death. And of course, this discussion shot back into the news last week, where we had the story out of Maryland with this crazed gunman, James J. Lee, who was inspired by Al Gore's global warming documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, who went into the Discovery Channel building in downtown Silver Spring, explosives strapped to his chest, guns, and he took these hostages. The police ended up killing him. Now, of course, many of you then read Lee's online screed, which was posted on prisonplanet.com, which explained the motivation behind why he did what he did. And, of course, his motivation was global warming, overpopulation. He had bought into the brainwashing, the myth that is eugenics, that's being promoted on a top-down basis to everyone in the world right now. And that's what led to his attempted massacre. Thankfully, he didn't kill anybody. Now, Alex Jones has documented the origins of eugenics in his film Endgame, from, you know, Malthus to Hitler to the Galton Institute, from Britain through America and into the 70s when sterilization was finally outlawed in America. But I want to talk to you today about the origins and the motivations behind neo-eugenics, which is the thinly veiled doctrine of overpopulation and man-made global warming. That's what neo-eugenics is disguised behind in today's world. And more specifically, I want to talk to you about how we've been bathed, inoculated, and induced into this, what I describe in my article today on prisonplanet.com, as a religion of death, this widespread belief, and it is shockingly widespread, that humans should be sterilized or indeed killed in large numbers in the name of saving the planet from environmental destruction. And it's a belief that's now becoming so widespread that people like James J. Lee are starting to act on it with violence. And of course, we read the horrible story out of Argentina a few months ago, where the parents were involved in a suicide pact and actually killed their own son, as well as shooting their own baby before killing themselves in homage to global warming. So we're going to explore this religion of death and how it threatens us all after the break on the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at DeadlyRecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, DeadlyRecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, September 7th. Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones. And we're talking about neo-eugenics and man-made global warming. The inspiration behind James J. Lee's attempted rampage last week when he entered the Discovery Channel building with explosives and guns. Now, we were just starting to get into how the neo-eugenics agenda manifests itself in the modern-day era. And it's amazing to me to think that even in the aftermath of Climategate, you know, of Hyde the Decline, of Amazongate, of the admitted fact that the IPCC now admits that they just make up the numbers to fit the doctrine. Pachauri now admits that on the record, that people still trust these same environmentalists that are coming out with the overpopulation rhetoric, even when they've been caught lying at every juncture about global warming, about man-made climate change. And now those same people are saying that the world is drastically overpopulated and we need to do something about it fast, and we need to do something drastic about it. And indeed, it's amazing just how many people are still brainwashed, even though now the majority know that global warming, that man-made global warming is a fraud. Still, vast amounts of people believe in this myth of overpopulation, and I want to destroy that today because it's one of the biggest myths out there. It's propagated by liars who have no interest in the environment but who have one sole interest in citing overpopulation as a means through which they can control your lives with draconian population reduction measures. Now, overpopulation's a myth. I don't care, you know, what your tutor told you, what your professor told you, what you read out of, you know, Al Gore's books. It's documented. The global fertility rate has been falling since the 50s. That's a fact. That's the UN's own numbers. Not least because of all these gender-bending, you know, endocrine disruptors in our food and water. The vaccines. We got the documents just last week from the Rockefeller Institute about putting sterilants in vaccines. This was in the 60s. This was in their own documents. The soft kill weapons that the elite have launched against us, which are all now becoming public, bisphenol A. And in fact, the Rockefellers worked with the World Health Organization to introduce that global vaccine program, which was focused around sterilizing people. So now we see fertility across the world falling at dramatic rates. In Brazil, in Indonesia, even in parts of India and other areas of the third world, fertility is falling so fast that it's already reached around 2.1, which is just at the replacement rate to replace humanity, 2 for 2. And in many European countries, it's below that. So, in fact, the population of Europe is literally dying out. This is why Russia and other governments have to beg their populations to have children, because they're dying out, and it's going to be an economic wasteland if the amount of people in Europe continue to decline. So across the whole world, the UN's own figures state that population, that the fertility rate will sink to 2.1 by 2050. So as soon as we get to 2050, population starts to decline. Overpopulation is not a problem. The only problem that will exist is underpopulation after 2050, and that's going to be a major issue for future generations. And even though these figures proving that population, that overpopulation is a myth, come from the UN, those very same people who work for the UN under the IPCC will then kick and scream about how we need this planetary regime in the world, in the words of John P. Holdren, White House science czar, to enact these draconian population control measures in order to save the Earth. Alex has exhaustively documented Eco-Science, Holdren's 1977 textbook, which talks about these horrific measures of forced sterilization, forced abortion, one-child policy. And this guy is now in the White House. He's Obama's science czar. And he's at these global conferences talking about geoengineering the planet. And it's no wonder that we see all these chemtrails now. We see the pollution of our water supply. We see real environmental issues being ignored and, in fact, pushed by the elite as part of this population reduction agenda. Meanwhile, they fearmonger about overpopulation when their own figures prove that by 2050... world population will start to decline, and it will continue to decline. Back on the Alex Jones Show. It's Paul Joseph Watson. Sorry for that
We're on Skype, gremlins in the system, and it's not always perfect because I'm sat here at home and not in a radio studio. But we were talking about the myth of overpopulation and the fact that the UN's own figures prove that it is a myth and that world population will start to decline dramatically after 2050. So it's established that overpopulation is a fraud. And yet still, people in the environmental movement push this as a reason to enact these draconian control measures on our lives, things like the carbon tax, the one-child policy. And what's fundamentally scary about who actually is advocating these measures is that it's not just John Holdren and people in the White House, which is obviously scary enough, and Al Gore and James Lovelock and Hansen and all the rest of them. But if you trace this back to the 80s where it began, this eugenics idea that we need to reduce global population dramatically, it actually traces back, in one sense, to one of the most evil men that has ever been considered to walk the earth, and that is Charlie Manson, the mastermind of the 9 infamous brutal murders in 1969 in California, including those of Sharon Tate and her unborn baby. Now, here's something you probably didn't know, and it's something I didn't know until I started watching the prison interview tapes with Charlie Manson. Charlie Manson, in the mid-1980s, was one of the first global warming alarmists. So Manson, this cult leader, shares the same belief system as Al Gore, John P. Holdren, James Lovelock, Hansen, and the rest of the climate cult. And Manson states very clearly in these prison interviews that CO2 is destroying the earth, that emitting it is a sin, and that we need to carry out mass eugenic soft kill programs in order to reduce overpopulation. And this is not just, you know, what he was talking about 20 years ago. To this day, Manson, in his prison cell, has a new breed of followers that come to hear his environmentalist message about overpopulation. Now, we're going to go to a clip, which is a 1988 prison interview with Manson, conducted by Geraldo Rivera, where Manson talks about how we need to kill 50 million people in order to save the planet. So now we go to this clip.
I chopped up 9 hogs, and I'm going to chop up some more. I'm going to kill you as many as I can. I'm going to pile you up to the sky. I figured about 50 million. If I could get about 50 million of you, I might be able to save my trees and my air and my water and my wildlife.
You ready to kill 50 million people?
Well, that's just a drop in the bucket to what's really coming. That's just a drop in the bucket to what's really coming.
So there you have Manson talking about the need to kill 50 million people and pile the bodies up to save the air, the trees, the water, the animals. We have other clips posted in this article on prisonplanet.com where he talks about the polar ice caps melting, the heat from people's cars contributing to global warming. Charlie Manson, the infamous murder mastermind, was one of the foremost and first promoters of global warming alarmism. Now, why does that matter? Some people will say, you know, what does it matter what this guy who's been in prison for, you know, 40 years says? Well, it matters because his rhetoric matches exactly the rhetoric of the White House science czar. John P. Holdren and Charlie Manson are saying the same thing. And in fact, in John P. Holdren's Eco-Science, he makes it very clear who should be running this eugenics program. He talks about a planetary regime, which is very interesting considering who Charlie Manson said should be running this system. And we go to that clip now.
Man doesn't back up to his fear. He goes straight into his fear. We've got to get a one-world government.
Yeah, we've got to have it, man.
A one world government. That's what we're talking about with this eugenic soft kill program, and we'll explore it more after this break on the Alex Jones Show. Stay.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. Or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Welcome back. It's the Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, September 7th. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex, who is away working on a project with Governor Jesse Ventura. And we're talking about the religion of death. We're being brainwashed, not only politically, financially, socially, but spiritually and culturally. We're being brainwashed to believe in the religion of death, neo-eugenics under the cloak of global warming and the myth of overpopulation. And we were playing the clips before the break
of notorious criminal mastermind, the man who led the cult, the infamous Manson family, that slaughtered 9 people in the summer of 1969. And Manson, from his prison cell in California, now has a new mission for his followers, and that is the mission of environmentalism and overpopulation, which as far back as the mid-80s, Manson communicated through these prison interviews when he said that the polar ice caps were melting because of CO2 and that we need to kill 50 million people in order to save the air, the water, the trees and the animals. And just by coincidence, the modern proponents of neo-eugenics, people like Al Gore, John P. Holdren, James Lovelock, are saying exactly the same thing as Charlie Manson. Does that concern us at all, that a man who masterminded the brutal slaughterings of 9 people and who has a swastika carved in his forehead has the same doctrines as the people who now run the environmental movement? Should that concern us at all? Let me know what you think. We'll take your calls in the next segment on 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So we played the clips of Manson. Charlie Manson saying we need to kill 50 million people, and that's just a drop in the bucket of what's really coming. And he went further in other interviews, especially more recent interviews, in fact. For example, an interview with CNN or a phone conversation that was obtained by CNN. Manson said that basically carbon dioxide is a sin and that we need to pay indulgences on it. He said we were sinning against the air. And all these documents and videos are linked from my article today on prisonplanet.com. So we see Charlie Manson embracing the same beliefs as Al Gore with the carbon tax. We see him embracing the same beliefs as John P. Holdren with the mass kill eugenics policy. And we also see him calling for a return to the agrarian age. In another interview, they interview one of his followers. That's right. I mean, Manson's got a new family now that move close to the prison and listen to his lectures on global warming. And, quote, Charlie says we need to get back to the horse. That's what one of Manson's followers said. So now he's preaching that we need to return to the agrarian age, the pre-1700 pre-industrial age, which is also something advocated by an author called Keith Farnish, who is a top environmentalist, and he wrote a book recently calling for acts of sabotage and environmental terrorism in blowing up dams and demolishing cities in order to return the planet to a pre-industrial society. Now, what's amazing about his book is it's endorsed by Dr. James Hansen, who is one of the most prominent environmentalists and scientists in America. He's, you know, he's the NASA guy. He's the big NASA guy, James Hansen. He endorses a book that calls for demolishing industrial society in the name of saving the planet. And this is similar rhetoric to what the murder mastermind Charles Manson now preaches to his new following from his jail cell in California. And of course, we're talking about this because last week, James J. Lee, this crazed gunman, went into the Discovery Channel building with explosives, took hostages. And we later learned that he did so because he wanted the Discovery Channel to air more programming about global warming. So these nutcases that are being influenced by this eugenicist propaganda, these people that have been inducted, who have bought the religion of death, are now out there acting on their crazed beliefs of overpopulation and man-made global warming by committing or attempting to commit acts of violence. We had the couple in Argentina who killed their own child. So I want to hear what you think about this when we come back after the break. We'll take your calls on the Alex Jones Show. What do you think about the religion of death and the fact that it's advocated by not only Holdren but also Charlie Manson? Stay tuned, we'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the Alex Jones Show. Top story on PrisonPlanet.com today. Charles Manson, the infamous leader of the Manson family cult, is now a bedfellow of Al Gore. He's preaching the doctrine of man-made global warming and the myth of overpopulation. So what do you think about this religion of death, this neo-eugenics agenda, and how we're being induced into it by culture, by television, by advertising, by movies? We're going to go to your calls, and the first caller is David in Texas. David, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going? Well, I want to stay on your subject matter. I'm dry calling because I get to rebroadcast at night, so I'm not listening to you live, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is the direction it's been going for a long time, and what scares me is the things we don't know. So the fact that Manson's got on board on this, it doesn't surprise me at all. And the fact that they're giving him press, you know, the guy's locked up in jail. What do we even know what he's thinking anyway? The guy's in jail, you know, so it's a little odd that what he thinks matters to anybody, first of all. You know, the guy's in jail for a reason. But it doesn't surprise me at all, and it's gonna get worse, I'm afraid, unless people wake up. I mean, a lot of people are listening to your program and waking up, but I'm not sure we're all waking up fast enough.
Well, what I find interesting about it is You mentioned the fact, why are people listening to this guy? It's interesting that when the corporate media does get a chance to interview Manson, and the last television interviews were in the 80s because they actually banned them from interviewing him on camera, but CNN got these quotes from him and got this interview with his followers, I believe at the turn of the year, because it was Manson's 75th birthday. So they're still getting access to his rhetoric and his propaganda, and now he's kind of building up this new breed of followers to communicate this neo-eugenics message. But what's amazing is whenever Manson rambles on at length, and to be fair, I mean, Manson's an intelligent guy. He's a sadist, and he brutally masterminded these murders, but he's an intelligent guy. But the media attack everything vaguely intelligent that he says. But when he talks about wanting to kill 50 million people because the environment's in trouble, that's the only point on which the media say, well, yeah, he's kind of got a point there. It's reasonable to want to kill people, to want to sterilize people, to solve overpopulation. So, I mean, Manson is now this kind of counterculture hero because he's been so derided and attacked by the establishment. But the establishment actually agrees with him that killing people for Mother Earth is reasonable, is rational. And now you've got a guy in the White House who believes the same thing. So that's what, is truly frightening to me about this story. Thanks for the call, David. We're going to move on to Wilson in Florida. Wilson, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. It's just unfortunate. I didn't even know he was still alive. And it's just crazy to say, like, I thought he was dead or he got killed, like, sentenced to death. But it's unbelievable that he's still alive. And then on top of that, they're like, almost using his words to help, like, influence people and stuff. You know, and I just think it's unfortunate that people are easily influenced, because even some of my closest friends and family don't understand the true agenda, but have came across, like, teachings that they believe themselves that the world is too overpopulated. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. And I just have one question for you. At what point do you think the world will become actually a threat, you know, populated? Because I don't think no time soon will the world, like, you know, there's a whole bunch of places people can live. I don't think it'll be anytime soon for maybe hundreds of years. But at what point do you think the population might be too severe?
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier, is the fact that if you look at the charts which the UN has produced in terms of world population, and in actual fact, if you go on prisonplanet.com and search for the overpopulation myth, you can see these charts. And what the charts show is that the birth replacement rate rises and then falls down to 2.1. And this is worldwide. This is not just in third world countries. So by 2050, the world's population reaches a stage where it cannot replace itself. So you will only get a rise in population until 2050, and then after that it starts dropping off dramatically. And what's ironic about all this is the fact that these environmentalists are publicly on the record about how they want to destroy industrialized society, when in fact the only thing that has proven to naturally balance population levels in poor countries is industrialism itself, is those countries getting richer. So by calling for this deindustrialization process, this post-industrial revolution, as Bilderberg calls for, they are in fact ensuring that global population will increase. If the third world remains poor and destitute, then population will begin to increase. But if we allow these poor countries to develop, then their populations will naturally balance out, and after 2050, the population will begin to fall. That's where the numbers are heading, according to the UN's own figures. And we've got graphs and links to The Economist, which reported on that, which you can check out by typing in the overpopulation myth on prisonplanet.com. So we're going to move on to our next caller, which is Tom in New York. Tom, you're on the air.
Hello, Paul.
Yeah, what's on your mind today, Tom?
That correlation is potentially very huge. you know, as far as Manson and Gore. If that could be promoted and with all, you know, nice documentary, you know, icing that cake, man, you know, that would set him back because that is huge. But how long has he been espousing these views, Manson?
Manson has been espousing these views since, as far as I know, at least 1987, which was when one of the first interviews was conducted with him by, I believe it was NBC, and they refused to show the original interview because the content was so shocking. But in 2007, they broadcast the entire interview, which you can watch from the article on prisonplanet.com. So Manson was espousing this global warming rhetoric as early as 1987, which is, of course, before Al Gore came on the scene. But if you listen to his comments now, his more recent comments about emitting CO2 being a sin against life, a sin against the earth, that's exactly what Gore advocates with this carbon tax and this whole indulgence thing related to global warming. And what amazes me furthermore about it, we had a previous caller talking about how Manson still has followers and, in fact, now has a growing army of followers. And what's amazing to me is if you go and watch these videos on YouTube of these prison interviews with Manson where he talks about needing to kill 50 million people, then you go and read the comments underneath the interviews and the majority of people not only idolize Manson, but they agree specifically that we need to kill millions of people in order to save the earth. So, I mean, this message is getting out there and it's taking hold more so than global warming itself, which is increasingly being discredited. But another example of how people are jumping on this bandwagon. We played the clip earlier of Manson saying, we've got to get a one world government. That's what he said in response to how we need to solve these environmental problems. And if you go to all these disgusting fan websites which have been set up for Manson by his followers today. For example, there's one called uses the acronym for ATWA, which is Air, Trees, Water and Animals. It's Manson's environmental creed. And on its front page, there's an image of the world surrounded in flames with the words One World Order written underneath. And then there's further links on this Manson fan website where he talks about how we need to live a green lifestyle in pursuit of this one world order. So it's the rhetoric matches precisely that of top environmentalists who have called for the need to a world government, a planetary regime, as John Holdren termed it, to carry out this eco-fascist tyranny that they want to get in place. And the fact that Manson's rhetoric and that of his followers, of his fans, matches that, mirrors that, echoes that, is fundamentally disturbing to me. I don't care that Manson's a 75-year-old guy locked in a prison cell. Read the CNN article. He's got new followers that are on the outside preaching this message of neo-eugenics, preaching this religion of death. And it's something that's increasingly, you know, taking a stranglehold over culture. I mean, just tune into MTV. Look at the trash that's on there. Look at the music videos, Lady Gaga. We've wrote articles about this. This is the Babylon system. This is the religion of death. And I'm not on some kind of religious, righteous rant. I'm just talking about the basic fact that our moral compasses have been totally corrupted and retuned towards accepting these immoral, nihilistic traits. And I mean, overpopulation and man-made global warming ties in perfectly to that, because it's about how humans are evil, how we need to be controlled, how we need to be sterilized, how we need to be killed to save Mother Earth. And it's a justification for tyrants to carry out whatever tyranny they wish. And now we're being bombarded with it, not only politically, but also spiritually and culturally. Through MTV, through advertising, through the movies. Alex was talking about the Fox News Network clip just a couple of days ago, where Fox News admitted that they work in global warming propaganda into all their sitcoms. So an open admission that they work in political propaganda, not into their news programming, but into their actual sitcoms, you know, that all the zombies watch from day to day, because they know they're not reaching as many people with the news anymore because people don't watch it. So this thing's got its tentacles deep within society, and that's why we've put it at the forefront of our agenda to expose the programs of the New World Order and how they manifest themselves in 2010. So we're going to move on to our next caller now, and it's Aaron in Nebraska. Aaron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
Hey.
That clip of Manson talking about one world government, I never knew about that, and that just blows my mind. I think it all comes back on a personal level about, 50 million Americans not having health care and being the most, the sickest people of all recorded time. And I got a friend, he needs a surgery to save his life, but, Medicaid turned him down, and we're poverty struck over here and we have, no options. And if your audience can Google the Aaron Hansen Fund, AARONHANSEN, the Aaron Hansen Surgery Fund. I would really appreciate it. It would bring up the website. Just get back to a base level to help each other out, to beat this on a base level. It's all global, but it all comes back to a personal level.
Okay, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Chad in Arkansas. Chad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you very much for your topic today. It just wanted to share my reaction in that it amazes me the nature of information, and that, I know about Charles Manson, but I certainly wasn't totally aware to his link to the Al Gore global warming myth. But I really feel like this discussion is the opposite of secrecy. In talking about these subjects in relation to the Discovery Center hostage situation, I think it just triggers a way that everybody can, after being scared to death by all this being brought into the mainstream, I think it gives us a real opportunity to acknowledge that this is not a loose bit of crackpots, but it's a system that's deeply rooted into our life. And I just had a question, and it's, do you think it would be valuable if there was some kind of a meeting with people like Alex Jones and, people of differing opinions, kind of a national discussion?
It's certainly an idea. I mean, the point that Alex makes on a regular basis is that, he has a national discussion with people from his studio to millions of people through the radio show and then YouTube on a daily basis. So if you're talking about getting media attention, though, through not using the same topics as Glenn Beck, but we saw the Glenn Beck function last week, then, yeah, that would attract media attention. So any kind of function like that does spread the truth, but of course it's always vulnerable to infiltrators, to provocateurs, whereas if Alex is just broadcasting the truth from his own studio, then, it's not vulnerable to that. So, there have certainly been conferences and gatherings in the past. The Los Angeles event for 9/11 Truth. There are numerous events for 9/11 Truth coming up over the next few days in New York. So, yeah, we definitely need to combine the power of the internet with, the physical process of meeting each other and getting mainstream media attention via that avenue. But it's interesting what you were talking about before. Global warming itself has been completely eviscerated. I mean, since ClimateGate, the Chicago Climate Exchange, for the trading of CO2 credits, owned by Al Gore and Maurice Strong and all these alarmists, has lost two-thirds of its value. The majority of Americans, the majority of people worldwide, distrust and disbelieve in man-made global warming. The carbon tax is in trouble. So it's an example of how we've eviscerated trust in their myth and now they're having big problems implementing it. And I think that by pointing out the fact that Charlie Manson, this infamous murder mastermind, now preaches the same beliefs as Al Gore and James J. Lee, the guy who went into the building with the explosives and the guns, really underlines how much of a extremist and dangerous lie this whole man-made climate change myth has become, because people are now violently acting out in support of it. So we're going to go to our next caller, which is Baron in Canada, just before the break. Baron, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to talk about solar flares and how Charlie Manson might have come to the point where, how 2012, there is going to be a solar flare. And there's a lot of talk on, like, NASA, the History Channel, saying that it could wipe out all the satellites. And if there were no satellites, imagine pretty much all the generators and everything crashing. All the cities need more, like, 6 more months before they can get energy back.
Okay, stay there. We'll talk about it after the break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 air purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my
We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex, who is away in the Gulf working on a project with Governor Jesse Ventura. Alex will be back in a few days. We got Bob Chapman coming up in the next hour to talk about the economy, to talk about unemployment and the double-dip recession. But at the moment, we're discussing the neo-eugenics agenda and the religion of death that we've been bathed in and indoctrinated to accept as this kind of received wisdom that overpopulation is a threat when in fact it's a complete myth, and that we need to sterilize or in fact kill millions of people in order to save the planet from the threat of global warming. And of course we were talking about the fact that Charlie Manson now holds the same beliefs as Al Gore, who now holds the same beliefs as James J. Lee, the guy who ran into the Discovery Channel building and took hostages last week in the name of global warming. And we're going to talk to you now on the line. It's Bob in Ohio. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what an honor. And I just praise the good Lord for people like yourself. You've done such an amazing, wonderful job. Kudos to all of it and thousands of others and names we won't go into. Non-vet, two tours, mid-60s, okay? When I came home, I protested the war, Vietnam War. I protested going into Iraq and how they've conducted this war. Back to Chucky Manson, we knew even back then that it was a case of demon possession on Chucky Manson. Okay, that he was a psychopath from the pits of hell. So nobody did an exorcism on him, but I want to give you kudos on that. And we knew that even then, and he hasn't changed even to this day. There are things going on in this world because of a spirit of delusion and confusion and faithlessness towards God. I'm a fundamentalist, okay, and a conservative voter. It has crept in and taken over our government, okay, and with all the lies and people like Al Gore and Holdren and others, and I just want to get back to fundamentals, both in our politics, in our patriotism towards America as a country, as an individual country, and people got to get back to fundamentals and good straight thinking. I thank God for all of you guys and praise the good Lord Jesus and I'll let you get on to other callers. And Paul, hey, I love you guys. Hey, you've done great work, for America, for people around the world, and for God and the truth. Hey, thank you for letting me get my two cents in, and God bless you all. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the kind words. And I mean, yeah, the entire drive of this religion of death that we've been talking about is to stop people from getting back to straight thinking, as you just said. I mean, we're being bombarded from every angle with either sex or death. I mean, that's what it's all about now with the modern culture and the modern media. Every single television commercial you watch, every single major movie you watch now has these messages about sex and death subliminally embedded in it. And that's not some kind of far-fetched claim. We've actually got the documents from the advertising agencies that admit to doing this. So we're being bombarded on such a massive level to accept this religion of death. And we'll be back after the break to talk about it more. Also with Bob Chapman on The Economy coming up. Stay tuned. This is The Alex Jones Show at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.